True Crime Today. Picture it. It's Christmas morning. Your daughter's about to open up that gift that she's wanted, and you surprise her with a Balenciaga S&M bear. Who wouldn't want to give that to their child? We'll talk about that scandal, plus a Florida Gators quarterback that's in another scandal that's very, very similar. Really kind of the lock your doors and hide your children couldn't be any more accurate for today's episode of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts on Apple Podcasts. You can check us out and get it for 3 days free. Get all the advanced episodes of the show, the archive, everything ad-free as well as it's released, the daily briefs, everything there for you to enjoy. Check it out on Apple Podcasts. Tony and Carol Hughes with you up on today's episode. What's going on?
Well, not a whole lot, but just when I think the world can't get any crazier, the freaking Balenciaga puts out that campaign. Like, and I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I've been following this for a couple of days now. It's fucked up.
It's really fucked up. And let's go. We can talk about it, but you know, I worked writing advertising for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I did ads mostly for radio, but I did some print ads. I did some TV scripts and just different things. And normally you have to get everybody okayed. You know, at that level, you have got a big ass advertising company working for you. And so they've hired top guns in that field. They're paying them tons of money. And that's what they come up with. And you're like, yeah, we like that. Yeah. Let's run it.
The bullshit that Balenciaga is spewing out to the public in their explanations and all this and that doesn't make any fucking sense. And if you believe them for one fucking minute, you're an idiot.
No, and you're right. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't know what the ad is, go ahead.
So basically, they had this ad campaign out that featured S&M teddy bears. Balenciaga even almost arguing, saying, well, it's not quite an S&M teddy bear. It's really the straps on the bear. Bullshit. The bear has a black eye, is wearing a chain and fishnets with handcuffs. It's an S&M fucking bear. And you have these children holding them that either look very confused, angry, or sad, or recently abused, maybe one would assume, considering at the end of the bed in one of the photos is court papers about child pornography, specifically regarding defending child pornography. It's beyond insane. And this is just out there in the open, and they posted it and tweeted it. And if your company is that irresponsible to take creative from whoever you hired to do the shots and just immediately post it without any sort of review of the product, that's your fucking fault. But now they're trying to go and sue the photographer who did it. It's like, no. Fuck you. Bullshit. You had everything to do with this. You don't just say, do whatever you want, anything you want, and we'll just press send.
And because I worked in advertising.
Yes.
And, you know, so you take the ad, even if you're just writing a little radio ad, or if you're doing a campaign for Balenciaga, you have to present that to them and they have to sign off on it.
Yeah.
Or they're like, you first present them the idea, you show them the workups of what it is you're thinking about putting together for them. And then it's like, yeah, we love that idea. Tweak this, do that.
Well, number one, you're talking about doing an ad campaign for an S&M teddy bear for children. Although it's a purse.
And was it the teddy bear was the ad campaign? They were trying to sell the bears?
They had a whole bunch of shit on the bed.
Was it they were trying to sell the clothes? That's what I couldn't the kids were wearing.
The bear is technically a bag, but there was a bunch of other shit on the bed that was part of the campaign. Other things, you know, relating to such. And then in the corner, there's these court papers that are in support of arguing for child pornography. And it's I'm sorry, if you did not review the creative that was sent back to you, that's on you.
Well, it says here the advertisements came out at Paris Fashion Week and supported the company's spring summer 2023 collection.
Yeah.
They pulled the teddy bear ads. And like, I just, and like, we, I don't get what their law, I even looking over everything, I still don't get what their lawsuit is about, because we sincerely apologize for any offense. Our holiday campaign.
Yeah, because this looks like
really,
when I think holiday campaign, I think a very sad looking redheaded child with a t-shirt on a bed holding an S&M teddy bear with a lock over its neck, and other various S&M related goods on the bed.
So the ads, so what they were selling were the plush bear bags. So those are the legit thing that they're selling, was the bear bags.
Because
I'm looking at it, I'm like, what are you even selling in here? I don't even get that. And so the plush bear bag should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We've immediately removed the campaign from all platforms. But you have to sign off on it first. That's what I don't get.
Well, they did. This was all intended. The lawsuit is more so just a show of, look, we're doing this, and it'll be dismissed, and they know it will be dismissed, but if they make it look like they did something, then people will back off of them. No, at the end of the day, what's going on here is they're trying to normalize this idea. There is something dark going on here, and you see, I mean, obviously there's always been sexualization of young women, but I feel like it's getting deeper and deeper here. These are fucking toddlers that are just over being toddlers. There should be nothing in the realm of sexuality with a child holding an S&M bear.
Agreed.
Period.
Yeah.
Who in their fucking right mind said, yes, let's put a child holding an S&M bear?
Did they think they were being like, look at, like, it just looks like an innocent little bear that kids could hold, but
you know,
really,
I tell you what,
I don't know. I don't understand it.
There's all this, like, there's no, you know, sex cult or anything that rich and powerful people are. Well, I think we kind of proved that wrong with Jeffrey Epstein and the fucking flight log. But number two, yeah, I think there is. And I think it's getting to such an arrogant level on some of the shit that it's trying to be pushed, trying to be normalized, trying to sexualize kids younger and younger and younger and younger. And yes, it's absolutely shocking right now when we're seeing this, because no one's done this sort of shit yet. But if you start seeing more of this and more of that, it becomes more normal. Remember like school shootings? Remember when that was like, oh my God, now it's like, and? Like, there was one over there too today. Now you don't fucking, it's like, well, you know, I just feel like if you keep, you know, putting this normalization on this idea, you're going to keep getting people, I don't know, more desensitized to it. And I think that's what there's a group that wants.
I just can't for 1 minute think that they were like, oh, this is going to, that's
what else was it?
Because the only thing that people are going to do is be outraged by that.
Well, it's
a normal
I don't
person
know why
isn't
would...
going to look at that and go, that's adorable. It's like the little kid walked in on this bear's BDSM party.
Is this 100% a stunt for publicity?
I don't know.
But this is the worst thing you'd want publicity on.
100%.
That's why it doesn't, like any publicity is not.
Trying to do something. Like, but at the same time, what is the whole idea of a BDSM bear, plush bear bag? I have no desire to carry that around with me, but somebody,
shit,
I guess, does. But is it like, you know, how adorable is it when the kid holds it? Like, and in the picture too, there's all, is the kids in front of a table with a, you know, a bunch of like kind of BDSM-y things and wine glasses. And I'm like, is it like he walked in on his mom's little BDSM party? But then.
And that's an appropriate campaign.
So there's a, right. So then there's a sofa, and then but it almost looks like a kid's room because there's a nightstand with little cute toys, but my guess is if I was able to look at them closer, they were BDSM bears. I don't know.
Oh,
but there's these cute little stuffed animals in this picture.
If you follow the history of their camp, they've dumped everything right now, but people have the screenshots of the material. If you follow their line of campaign, there are images of a man in BDSM gear looking predatory, holding a key, which actually looks like it goes with the fucking bears. And that was a
I didn't see. I hadn't seen this picture before. And so this kid's on a bed.
Yeah, that was And that was a different campaign that was earlier. But if you're like looking at it in the timeline type look, it's like, what are you fucking doing? I mean, this is very passive aggressive marketing about molesting children. I mean,
I don't think Balenciaga, Balenciaga comes back from it. I really don't.
I hope they don't. This is insane.
This is just too far.
This is insane. And anyone who continues to stand by that, did Kardashian cut ties or did she? I thought she made an excuse, didn't she?
She came out and said
they've
something
apologized.
Against it. She did say something.
She did, but I think she... I believe
she
did.
The photographer says... he wasn't in control of the direction of the campaign and the choice of the objects displayed. He just photographed it. He went to make his money.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes some sense. That's what the photographer does.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't understand this, like, how Balenciaga is so outraged that it's their ad. That's when you would just say, nope, don't want to use that.
Mm-hmm.
And start over. I don't like that. That happens with every advertising campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to anybody. Like, I have a friend who works on Ford Motor Company advertising. That's a ginormous team of people. Ginormous team of people.
Yeah.
It's not like just her. You know, there's all kinds of people working on those ads. And then, you know, so you can get the ad all the way to the top and then they go, I don't like the way that turned out.
I've had more.
It doesn't look great.
I've had more vetting for like a Chuck's Toyota ad in, you know, Paducah,
right?
Mississippi.
Well, you and I have both written zillions of ads.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I just don't get, you signed off on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it got out there, period. You signed as a company. They signed off on those ads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all... And people are outraged and, whoa, didn't see that coming.
Kim staying with the with Balenciaga. She didn't.
I thought she did.
No, she wants the fucking money. So many other people are like, I can't believe you do that.
I got the feeling you're going to find some Balenciaga bags and stuff in... some secondhand stores.
I got a feeling you're going to find some Balenciaga executives in jail relatively soon. I think you're going to, I mean, I don't know, but you're talking super, super rich and powerful people. I don't know. It warrants to see who the fuck is behind this shit and why. And why was this the direction to go? Because I think with that, you're going to find some child predators. Just a hunch.
Well,
just
yeah.
A hunch. When someone,
I mean,
yeah,
there's creepy ass people looking at those pictures and having creepy ass thoughts, and the kids are fully dressed, just holding the BDSM bear. But it's like what they're standing in the middle of. That's not right.
No,
it is not okay.
It is beyond insane. It's
now if you that whole photo. Put a woman or a man holding that bear, which still I don't get why anyone would want the bear, but maybe somebody does. Put them in the picture holding the bear. I wouldn't be outraged. It's like you're an adult. You get to do what you do.
Yeah, if you're an adult, do whatever the fuck you want. No, the kid
didn't even have a choice in the freaking...
The kid doesn't know.
The kid's parents signed off on it. And, yeah. You know, where were they? And then...
Well, did
you know,
they?
So the kid has no say.
I would imagine.
And I've been around enough stage moms in my life.
Yeah.
If your kid's doing a Balenciaga campaign, you're right there with them. Because
yeah.
you're living vicariously through your child at that point. If your child booked that ad campaign, and who knows, maybe the original idea was to have an adult in there. And when they got on set that day, it was like, hey, you brought a kid?
Bullshit.
This would be awesome.
No.
No, I agree. At all. I don't think that was what happened.
It's a normalization type.
But it's just like any print ad, any ad of any kind, you have to find the right voice for it. You have to find the right actors for it. You have to find the right models for it. And that's what they did with these ads. And the right models to them were kids. And that's
and the products don't just get like laid out. Like, we got this stuff here. Let's just lay it out. It's not like Herb's Hardware where they're just doing the local spot. There were, I'm sure, fucking, you know, design boards on all of this. And, you know, like all these sketches on this is going to go here, this is going to go there, and why this is going to go there. And there were meeting after meeting after meeting about how we're going to lay all this shit out. This is not stuff that somebody just shows up with the guy with a camera and say, take some shots.
My brother works for Hallmark. And so he doesn't design ads or cards, but he designs store displays.
Yeah.
And so when you walk into a store and you see the Hallmark display, my brother does all of that.
Yeah.
All the graphics. Some of them have lighting. And he does it in 3D rendering. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very complicated process for him to put those together. Like, it's a lot of work to do that. But, you know, here, that's the length they go to for the client. Here's what it's going to look like. Here's what we're going to do for you.
I'm very surprised Balenciaga thought that the public would really just be like, oh, okay, you had no idea. What? It was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. I think it's like one of the dumbest explanations from a corporation about their blunders that I've ever heard.
And it just doesn't make any sense.
Because it's just so utterly, insanely dumb. And it's not remotely accurate. Hey, speaking of companies throwing away their lives, here's a quarterback who's thrown away his life. Florida Gators quarterback arrested on horrific charges. This story is coming from thecomeback.com. Some very disturbing news out of Gainesville, Florida, Wednesday, as Florida Gators quarterback Jaleen Kinta, son of former NFL quarterback John Kinta, arrested on charges of possession and distribution of child pornography. Is he like an active quarterback in the NFL right now?
The dad? No.
No.
I think he's retired.
No, the guy that got arrested.
Oh, no, he's in college with the Florida Gators.
Oh, it's college. Okay.
Yeah, it's a university. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, so he's active in that. I was thinking NFL for some reason.
I don't believe he's the starting quarterback.
But he's one of them.
But
okay.
He has played in some of the games.
According to Sports Illustrated. Yeah.
That's a big Division I college.
Yeah. According to Sports Illustrated, the Gainesville Police Department executed a search warrant on Kinta's apartment on Wednesday morning. He's been charged with 2 counts of distribution of child exploitation material and 3 counts of possession of child pornography. God. UFS suspended him for a statement. They said on Twitter, because everything's in a Twitter, or in a tweet, we are shocked and saddened to hear the news involving Jaleen Kinta. These are extremely serious charges, and the University of Florida and the UAA have zero tolerance for such behavior. That's good. It's not like, but in section C2, it says you can watch all the kiddie porn you want on Wednesdays between 3 and 5.
Yeah.
He was not doing it between 3 and 5. Jaleen has been suspended indefinitely from the football program. Meanwhile, Kinta has been suspended in, okay, yeah. 19-year-old reportedly was arrested following a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The tip stated that a Discord user was distributing child sexual abuse material through the online chat platform. The account was connected to Kinta. Kinta shares the apartment with 2 other people, but neither of them were arrested. Kinta was booked in the county jail Wednesday afternoon. According to GPD press releases, Kinta told a detective that he remembered sharing 2 images that he thought were legal because he had found them online. Kinta advised...
I found them online.
Who the fuck is
legal?
Why? What is this? I mean, I don't know. I'm just like, with all the porn you can just consume that's out there that is completely legal, that it pretty much looks like whatever you want it to look like, but it's legal. What the fuck are people still doing here where it's like, I'm going to share this and do like, just fucking.
But I found it. Go to your website.
Go to the website that's legal and easy to watch stuff. Do your thing. Be done. Don't get a fucking ring of sending. Like, what the fuck is this? Kenta advised that he realized he should not have shared those two. I think the only people who are sharing images of porn these days are child pornographers. Because why would you, what else?
Exactly, exactly.
Everything else is too readily available. You don't have to like go to these secret groups to look at boobs. It's not how that works. Based on the reaction from the other Discord user that he shared with him, Kenta advised shortly after that his Discord account was deactivated and that he assumed someone reported him to Discord. Kenta stated that he received an email from Discord stating that his account was deactivated due to violation of the terms of service. GPD also says that when they seized Kenta's electronic devices, they found three additional images of child sexual abuse material. A redshirt freshman this season, Kenta appeared in four games from the Gators, completing 10 of 14 passes for 181 yards and one touchdown. Okay, I have a theory. He's 19. He's probably had his phone and his account for at least 5 to 6 years. Are these pictures of him with another girl when they were younger?
Oh, I have no idea what the pictures are.
That's what I wonder.
I mean, it could be.
Because you're saying two or three images. A lot of times when you have the child porn people like...
But he said that he found them on the internet.
Well, was he just saying that? Because it's like...
But if he's in them...
Well, but is all of him in it? Or like where you can see his face?
Oh, no, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering... And I'm not making an excuse, but I am legitimately wondering. This kid is barely out of high school. Kids have fucking phones for the last 10 years, at least, like this. And they fucking take pictures like this. Whether you like to believe it or not, it's a huge problem. I wouldn't be shocked if someone had some of those pictures on their phone from when they were underage, still there.
And it could be. But here's the thing. So when I read that, I'm like, Discord, that must be like some
I don't even know what that
website
is.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. So I looked at it. It looks like a website for teenagers.
Okay.
Like not teenagers. I should say more like tweens. Because like Discord, it's all colorful and cartoony looking. Imagine a place where you can belong to a school club, a gaming group, a worldwide art community.
Cult.
That's what it says on this website. And I'm like, what?
Now, Discord is another like type of social media site. I am not on it.
I get it, but it looks like it's marketed to children.
Yeah, I think.
Where hanging out is easy. Grab a seat in a voice channel where you're free.
Done.
When you're free, friends in your server can see you around and instantly pop in to talk without having to call. Like it's looking at this website, it looks like it's marketed towards, I would say 9 to 13 year olds.
Yeah.
Just the graphics and stuff on here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even got a tab on safety. It's used by millions of people ages 13 and older to talk and hang out with their communities and friends. And that's where this guy shares that.
I'm wondering if this guy was literally sharing.
Shared it.
Yeah.
And they reported him. Whoever saw it was offended, and he got reported.
And it should be reported.
They did the right thing.
But my guess on this, and maybe I'm wrong, but is he was sharing a picture of his own life.
And we have no way of knowing that.
I don't know.
There's no way of knowing that.
There's no way of knowing that. But I don't know. That's going to be my guess. I'm curious to see where it ends. And regardless,
but it doesn't matter.
He shouldn't be doing that. You can't do that. Yeah.
On a site that's for people 13 and over.
Exactly.
I mean, it makes me think that he was looking to sexually.
Well, yeah, he's like
satisfy himself because he's sharing this image to kids.
Yeah, I think there's something to that there too. Number one, it should never be done. I'm just trying to guess the logistics of what happened here.
And he might, but he could have found some nasty ass photo on the internet and did it like. I'm going to shock these kids. This will be awesome.
Wonder what happens when you like Google nasty ass photo on the internet.
I don't want to because I'll get in some horrific accident.
Immediately,
the mysterious death, and then they'll look at my computer and they're like, "Ooh, she was looking up nasty ass."
What we found here is Carol was looking up nasty ass photos on the internet. Why do you say it like that? Because that's literally what she searched. She searched nasty ass photos on the internet. And in one search, it was internets.
Because that's how I roll. Yeah, exactly. I just think, I don't know. There's more to come out in this story as well. At 19, you also know better.
Yeah.
And I think after looking at the website, because I thought it was a bunch of dirty old men sharing nasty ass photos.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like he was attempting to share it with perhaps kids, or could have been sharing it.
Well, since it's pedophile day here on the show.
let's go on.
Yeah, I have one more. This one seems to fit what we're talking about. QAnon leader accidentally outed himself as a statutory rapist in a lawsuit against a local paper. Oh, who would have ever thought someone that thinks that would do something that smart? Jezebel is where we're finding the reporting on this, and Kylie Chung is the reporter. It says, according to the far-right cult of QAnon, an elite cabal of pedophiles runs the world and the Democratic Party specifically, and yet, time and again, it turns out to be far-right politicians like Representative Matt Gaetz, who's under federal investigation for human trafficking and statutory rape, and now QAnon leaders themselves who face allegations of grooming and child sexual abuse. Phil Godleski, a Pennsylvania-based QAnon leader with hundreds of thousands of followers on right-wing social platforms like Telegram and Rumble, sued a local newspaper in 2021 for defamation after the Scranton Times-Tribune mentioned a 2010 incident against Godleski for corruption of a minor. In a profile about him, now per the new report from the Daily Beast, Godleski's defamation lawsuit has inadvertently exposed the full extent of his disturbing history of grooming and raping a teenage girl. This is like when you go
it gets pretty graphic too.
When you go to complain about something, you got to have a little mindset. You're like, well, is this going to do more damage than good? Who's called BD in the court records over a period of time. More recently, text messages show he pursued a now adult BD to lie about the situation in court. According to police reports from the time in the affidavit filed this month by BD as part of the ongoing defamation suit, Godleski met BD in 08 when she was 15 and he was a 25-year-old baseball coach at her high school. Come over here, sit on the bench with me. Snuggle up, have a little chew. You like chew? Got it right here. Here, you can share this piece right here. Got it. Just chew it like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Godleski confronted the teen when her boyfriend at the time died by suicide. Oh, there's a nice time to jump in.
And it gets worse.
And they began having sex. Again, statutory rape. Shortly after, when she was still 15, BD's parents claimed that the adult Godleski frequently gave BD expensive gifts, including a 2800 diamond earring, and essentially texted her 24/7. He once texted her that the two of them would only ever be sexually satisfied if we did it like 4 to 5 times a day. He also wrote to her as a teenager that she looked so good and was giving incredible head. Another text from Godleski at the time reads, "Realized you're only 15, but quickly stopped caring." God!
No. There's even worse ones.
Is this like...
He's 15.
He flat out says, "Realized it. Stop caring." God. In March of 21, a text from Godleski to BD says, "I had no idea your papa died. I'm so sorry. I think we had sex in their bed, though."
Keep going. I shouldn't even be laughing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he says something. "I think we had sex in their bed," and then continued,
"We've probably had sex in like 40% of the homes in northeastern Pennsylvania."
And go on. Isn't why she one? Says that. Because she, I think, said that.
This is a direct reference to how Godlewski would use his job as a real estate agent while she was a teenager to get access to for sale houses for the two to have sex in.
Can you believe that?
In 2010, Godlewski was indicted for several charges related to the relationship. But when he reached out to BD and begged her to recant her claims, threatening to take his own life if she didn't, BD wrote in her affidavit
stop
this
right
month.
There. Yeah. Stop okay. at that part.
Yeah, yeah.
He messaged her threatening to take his own life.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship started after her boyfriend when she was 15
yep.
had taken his own life.
Well, like, do you really so not put anything past someone who's preying on a 15-year-old? They'll say
no,
anything.
But that, like, well, obviously, I mean, but the fact that it's like the poor girl's already been through that once in her life.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the worst thing you can possibly say to someone at that point to make them not do what's going to destroy your life?
Exactly.
I think, honestly,
exactly.
it's a pretty strong exactly. card from the narcissistic manipulator
oh,
that he is.
That just, the whole thing pisses me off.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that part, I was like, you son of a bitch. Like, that's what he was preying on the whole time because she was weak and distraught. And why wouldn't you be if any of us lost a friend?
Yeah.
In that situation, we would all be distraught. She's 15. That was her boyfriend. And then he brings that back up like, oh, I'll do it.
But now all the details are known. As a result, Godlewski was able to plead guilty to a significantly lesser charge of corruption of a minor and sentenced to just 3 months under house arrest. So he had he statutorily raped a 15-year-old over and over and over everywhere and got 3 months. And then sometimes
which says to guys like that everywhere, hey, it's not that bad.
Exactly. And then we wonder, like, why this, you know, let's start doing death for these people,
you know. And there's so many, this is why women don't come forward.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to get the justice you deserve.
No, you're going to ruin your own
life
half the time.
Need.
You're going to
nobody believes you.
And you're angering an already crazy fucking person.
Uh-huh.
And when they get out in 3 months, guess who's target number one?
I mean, it's just a sad. It's just sad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, and the guy like continues to spread stupid shit about the Democrats are a bunch of pedophiles. And, you know, like they go and say stuff like that when he actually is one.
Well, when you get to characters like this, I mean, you got to raise an eyebrow no matter what. When it becomes to some unhinged level of belief. The interesting thing with QAnon is like there's like little nuggets that are like, oh, this is there's some truth to this piece of this giant pie, but the rest of the pie really doesn't relate to the other piece.
Yeah,
of the
like
pie.
Hillary Clinton did have pizza once in a pizza place.
Yeah.
And then it goes from there into the basement and the pedophiles and all this.
I mean, and is
some
there
a pedophile ring she was running?
Well, yeah, I don't think Hillary was in a pedophile ring. I don't think.
Oh, no, but she probably had pizza somewhere once.
Sure. But, you know, but are there pedophile rings with rich and famous people? Yes, there are. And that's factually a true statement. Does it necessarily involve her? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it's like there's really nothing to point to her on any of that. But it's, you know, but you take the nugget of like, people like Jeffrey Epstein exist, yes. And then you put something else next to it, and they're like, well, what about this together? And a lot enough people will be like, yeah, totally. And then the rest are like, not quite. No. And that's how conspiracy type stuff works half the time.
Yep.
Why on earth we're in a place where it's gone as deep as it's gone in the last 5 years. I don't know. I think that's a product of COVID, honestly, not necessarily having it and like having any sort of degenerative brain activity. More so, I just think social, I don't know. I think being away from everybody, I think the separation from society, I think has sparked up a lot of fears and conspiracy type things.
And the internet. It makes it easy to find a bunch of...
And there's plenty of things that we relied about too. So, it just stokes it for this perfect environment where nobody really trusts anything right now.
Right.
Here's the deal. For over a decade, this story disappeared. Over the course of that decade, Godlewski pursued a highly lucrative career as a professional QAnon conspiracy theorist. Just who doesn't think, you know, that you spin the wheel when you're a kid. What are you going to be when you grow up? I'm going to be a QAnon conspiracy theorist. I bet you there's some kids in high school right now that are already actually saying that. Peddling multi-level marketing schemes to his nearly 1 million followers. Earlier this year, he purchased a $1.7 million home. That's the deal. You go into that. That's the Jim Baker recipe. Get all these people like amped up on something that is, they're kind of delusional and they're willing to open their wallets and then sell them a bunch of shit. It's the easiest sell in the world. And you're technically not really doing anything illegal. In February 2021, after the local paper published its profile of Godlewski, outraged by its allusion to his past, Godlewski sued the paper, managing to crowdfund $26,000 for his lawsuit against the Times Tribune. But the lawsuit had since ignited a chain of events that exposed Godlewski.
I think it's kind of funny.
In a live stream responding to the newspaper's coverage of him, Godlewski has previously called BD a conniving liar and blamed the criminal case against him on his mother's scheming. A lawyer for the conspiracy theorist told the Daily Beast that any sexual relationship occurred when the couple were of age, despite all the text messages BD had provided to the contrary. Court filings from the Times Tribune allege that he, as recently as May of this year, Godlewski contacted BD and offered her a very, very large and very, very penis. I mean, a unique financial opportunity is what it says. Adding apparently in reference to the paper, I don't trust those motherfuckers and I am literally foaming at the mouth to take down one and for all. The Times Tribune's lawyers argue that Godlewski was implying that he would pay BD to perjure herself by lying about the relationship in court. It's a gutting, abhorrent story, and one that certainly flies in the face of recent months of right-wing lies about liberal, predatory, LGBTQ child groomers. But between the aforementioned federal investigation of Gates and similar allegations against the other far-right QAnon-adjacent politicians Lauren Bobart husband, bowling alley, please. I wish this story were more surprising. That's part of the editorial on it. I find their interest or their shift from reporting to just flat out opinion rather jarring in that story.
I see that a lot lately.
It's very shitty writing, honestly. But thoughts on the story?
Well, I think I kind of already shared him, but I just...
True.
You know, I think, you know, he was like, oh, whoops. I didn't mean to have all my secrets exposed.
What an idiot.
I think that's kind of funny. But I don't think what he did was funny at all.
No.
And it pisses me off that, you know, there's text messages that are quite explicit.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, you know, that's just a sampling because there's got to be hundreds of them, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. There's far more.
You know, and they're going to believe him and he does something like that. And, you know, because at 15, you know, you are, that's rape.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know,
no matter
they
what,
say that you can't consent when you're 15. And so he does that shit and gets 3 months at his house, which really... That's what most of us did during COVID. You know, he's not going to get any more punishment than 3 more months of COVID in your house, basically.
It's insane. It's,
you know?
It's utterly. I can't imagine. There's something wrong with these. Obviously, there's something wrong with these people, but I don't find them able to be rehabilitated. It's, All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of True Crime Today. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Get access to all of our advanced episodes, the whole archive, all of it's there for you. And you can keep the program on the air. We greatly appreciate that support. Again, you can do that and get it for 3 days free on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to True Crime Today. Lock your doors and hide.